Hey there, this is Mike the Storycrafter from the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast, and you're listening to the Thread Raiders.
And I'm Robbie.
And I am Boris.
Robbie, what the hell is he doing here?
He is part of our show. Thread Raiders has three, and so do we.
He is not part of our show. He's a pain in my ass.
Hey, Michael, just give him a chance.
Okay, fine, but just one, because we've got to make it quick. Just one chance. Go.
Okay, Boris, go.
You are listening to Thread Raiders Podcast, which means you are smart. Only stupid dickheads listen to Steam Crapper Show.
Robbie, in the car. Now!
What?
Welcome to the Thread Raiders Podcast, where some of your notifications' least favorite Twitter users get together and talk about whatever pops off the top of their head. I'm your host, Captain Sugar Bear. With me today is Shrieky.
Hello, hello.
And Griffolian.
Hello.
And just as a reminder to our listeners, we are sponsored by DiceBard. Check out DiceBard.com and check out their selection of metal dice, glow-in-the-dark dice. Hell, they even got rainbow dice, which, you know, as a unicorn bear, I am quite fond of. They even actually just added gift cards per Griffolian's request, so definitely check
strings.
Those out.
I like to pull them.
Yes, Griffolian the Puppet Master.
Just
make sure that when you shop there, you use the discount code THREADRAIDERS. That's one word, THREADRAIDERS. And get free expedited shipping on your order. So nice little thing for you that helps support us and support the show. That's pretty much all we have as announcements or anything. So I just kind of want to throw it over to Griff for the first topic today. Griff, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so mine is I was actually thinking about the impact of social media. Obviously, we've got this fantastic little podcast that we've got going on, and it would not have happened without social media. So with that in mind, we're probably the last generation to have experienced the absence of social media in our life, and we pretty much grew up alongside it. How has social media impacted you and how you developed? And do you think you would have been a different person had it not been around?
So, Shrieky, do you want to go ahead and field this one first?
You know what? Go ahead, B, for a second while I kind of mull this over.
Okay. You know, for me, social media is kind of a funny thing where I never liked it. I always thought it was silly, dumb. You know, a bunch of people who thought they were more important than they actually were, just giving out their opinions like anybody really gave a shit. And then a funny thing happened. You know, I sat around on Twitter and I'd gotten into Dungeons and Dragons, and, you know, in between games, even though I was playing weekly, but in between games, I just really started jonesing. Like, I really wanted to talk to somebody about the game, you know, about, you know, what happened in mine, what's happening in theirs, getting new ideas and things like that. And then I realized that there was a search function on Twitter and that I could actually search Dungeons and Dragons and see other people who were talking about it, and I could talk to them about it. And one thing led to another, and I met a bunch of really amazing people, which culminated in me meeting the rest of the Thread Raiders and, you know, becoming this fun group and starting this show. So for all its silliness and for all its self-importance, to me, social media also can bring good people together. And honestly, it's done a lot for me, you know, suffering from severe depression most of the time. Having good people to help build me up and good people that I can be there for, you know, kind of helps you forget about it a little bit and keeps you kind of level. So ultimately, I feel like now my opinion of social media has completely changed, where I thought it was just some stupid thing that was, you know, just lame. Now, to me, is one of the most important things in my life, which is a very weird thing for me to say.
It's crazy how important something, how quickly something can become so important as well, right? Like, from having such a stark different opinion on it, you've sort of almost like 180'd completely in that time.
Yeah, I mean, I really did. You know, I can see its benefits now. But, I mean, to be fair, so much of the internet and so much of social media is so toxic. It's just this particular group of people and this particular, this community is such a positive community. And it's something unlike I've ever seen before. And that's why I'm constantly telling them how thankful I am for them and, you know, how wonderful they are. Because it is such a gem in just an ocean of shit.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I have to agree, because I know, Bear, that you've mentioned you were also a person that went into the old Yahoo chat rooms back in the day.
Oh yeah, the Wild West.
Yes, and I'm sure you can attest that it is absolutely nothing like Twitter.
No.
No. There's not quite that support that you see here, and it's definitely more trolls.
At best, yes.
Yeah. So I have to kind of agree with you when it comes to that. Like, I kind of hated social media in the beginning as well, but coming into Twitter completely kind of changed my opinion on it.
Well, and you're talking specifically like the D&D Twitter community, right? Because I know there are good chunks of Twitter that are still super toxic and horrible. I mean, look at like Gamergate and stuff like that, where, you know, they were just doxing people and whatnot. But you don't really see a lot of that with the D&D Twitter community. I mean, you have one or two bad eggs, but like the majority of people are just super cool.
Yeah, that is true. I should have really specified there, because with the internet, you're going to find the trolls no matter where you are. But the D&D Twitter family is just so unlike any that I've ever seen out there so far.
Yeah, definitely. Griff, what about you, man?
Yeah, I can only really echo those opinions on it. I literally earlier today put out a little video extolling my love for the D&D Twitter community. So I think it's pretty well known what my thoughts on it are. And again, the fact it is a bit of a diamond in the rough, because boy, is it rough out there sometimes with the anonymity and everything that comes with it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have it, because it's one of those things where it's a place where everyone kind of wants to elevate each other. There's no real competition. It's someone has an idea. It's like, oh, cool. Now, how can I use that in my stuff? Not like, you know, oh, God, this person might be successful, so let's try and like shun them. Everyone wants to kind of like work together and kind of collectively benefit, I guess, if that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting for me, because I like when I first experienced social media, like we're going back to like MySpace and all that kind of stuff, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Literally all these things came in when I was a teen, and we went from having nothing. Like, if you wanted to talk, you had to call your friend's home and speak to their parent, you know, and like, are they in? Or and things kind of changed after that, because you no longer had to go through that process. You could directly message someone and everything became a lot more instant. And as mm-hmm. it's developed, you put more of yourself out there. You know, I'm notorious for putting way too much of my personal life on the internet, because I've just grown up doing that, I guess. It's really interesting now to see children growing up and they have it from step one.
Yep.
You know, parents sometimes almost like create a social media for their kid before their kid can use it sometimes. Yeah, it's definitely a really interesting dynamic on the way humans work, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's funny that you say that, because, like, you know, I remember those days, too, you know, where you wanted to talk to somebody, you called them on the landline, or you know, rode your bike to yeah. their house, or, you know, whatever. And I'm also very notorious for putting way too much of myself out there, way more than I ever have, you know, recently. But I also do kind of remember those MySpace days and stuff like that, where people were just learning social media and what it does
yeah.
and what it did. And yeah, just not always the best times back then. You know, a lot of
no.
it was like a lot. I mean, it still is pretty toxic in places, but it was so toxic back then. You know, like, remember the top eight?
I was about to say literally top eight, how important that was.
Oh my God, the top eight you could choose. And then they expanded it. I think they gave you like a top 16 because they didn't want, you know, blood fights in the streets.
Yeah. Or, you know, why am I no longer in your top eight? Like, what did I do?
Oh yeah, that was always the worst. No, thing. Like, I had a friend you had a falling out with and they yeah. were in your top eight and you're just like passive aggressively put them just at number nine.
Yeah. Just knock them down a couple spaces. That'll teach you.
And it didn't. Well, all it did was like a war of escalation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but Tom was in my top eight.
Oh, man. What a guy.
Yeah, he was. I don't think you were using your top eight right. I don't know.
I don't think I was using MySpace right.
I mean,
isn't...
is there a right way to use MySpace?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's still around, right? I think it's still doing its thing. I mean,
think
of it this way.
It's a glorified music player now or something.
Well, I mean, I was literally about to say, I know that MySpace for me developed my association between a lot of stuff and music, because the thing with MySpace was you also had like music on your page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would like pick that song that played, which again, alongside the top eight, like develops these really strong links between my page. I need to choose the right picture for it to appear the right way. And it was like this on, it was like an online portfolio of yourself.
Yeah.
So everything had to be right. And if it wasn't for some reason, then, you know, what are people going to think of you?
I mean, I do remember some that. Of us actually cared about that too.
Somewhat.
I mean, clearly not us. We do this show, so.
Mm. Yeah, if my old MySpace still existed, you would see like the straightened hair, like the emo hair that I had on there, or like the top down pictures, like the emo style.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. You've all missed out.
We have. Really.
But yeah. Well, yeah.
Hunt him down on MySpace there.
It won't exist anymore. It's long gone from the internet.
No!
You can't see me, but I'm pouring out some of this Jim Beam. Just one for the homies right here.
Yeah.
Incidentally, this podcast is brought to you by Jim Beam. Incidentally, we're not sponsored by them, but we're open to the idea.
Please send us alcohol.
Yes. Oh, God, it really calms the nerves of recording.
It so does. But yeah, I think it's a really, really interesting thing. Like, dynamic of social media, I think, has... Because I, like, personally, myself, I... Like, nowadays, I think if I didn't have social media right now, I would be in a really, really strange place because I suddenly started experiencing and having to deal with my anxieties and things. And actually, I've got a direct link to so many people that have been going through it for a long period of time who have been able to help me manage it and learn and experience. And if I didn't have that, I'm not so sure I would have had that support in the quote-unquote real world. So yeah, like, it's really kind of, for me, it's kind of scary actually to think of a world that doesn't have it. But I also know that it's not so good for other people. So it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it. It can be seen as such like a positive thing that can help people out. And then it's also can be seen so negative with the way or the level that online bullying has kind of reached.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Bullying when we were younger, I mean... Obviously, it's still hard on the individual, no matter what kind of bullying it is. But I find that now it's perpetuated. Like, it just doesn't stop.
There's no escape from it sort of thing. No. There's no going home or, you know, if you want to be online, unfortunately, there is that always that constant ever-present thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Pervasive, I think, is the best word for it.
But then that's where community comes into it, right? Like, if you're one of those kids now that has something like that and you're into D&D and you know what, maybe it still isn't kind of a cool thing at school. I don't know how it's seen at that age group. I know it's kind of almost like nerd chic now, right? Like, we're quite lucky to be doing this in the day and age that we're doing it as grown-ups. Imagine you're a kid and you come online and you see all these people talking about this stuff and you see these shows that are out there now being shared. Like, how much more... I hate to use the word normal because normal isn't the benchmark we should be going for, but it makes you feel so much more part of something bigger, right? Like, it's an acceptance and a consolation.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I mean, you know, that is the probably the brightest point of social media is that everybody who doesn't feel like they belong or you know, never has felt like they belong, they can find a community. You know, and that's beyond even the D&D community. That's, you know, if you're into cars, if you're into books, if you're into, you know, whatever you're into, if you're into some weird fetishes like sitting on balloons, I've seen that one. Don't ask about that. Don't ask about that. But, you know, no matter what it is you're into, you can find a community of like-minded individuals, and then that can help with the loneliness of things. Like, you know, you're probably still going to get picked on. You're probably still going to get bullied, but you also have a support network of other people who are going through the same shit as you who can help be there for you. And that's something that didn't really exist before social media because there wasn't such a wide net to be cast to find these people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And while that's been a great topic, Griff, I feel like we could probably talk about that one forever, to be honest, because there's just so much to unpack there.
It's a pretty never-ending topic, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. Especially with as in deep into social media as the three of us are.
Without a doubt.
Definitely want to move to a little something, you know, a little bit lighter, something a little bit more fun. Shrinky, you have something for us that should help lighten the mood a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I know probably you guys aren't going to be too thrilled about it, but I thought it would be fun to bring up some tongue twisters kind of, well, for one, try it out, see how we're pretty good at it, or see how we're good at it. Oh my God, I can't talk.
This is a good start for a tongue twister segment.
Yeah, exactly. It, nailing it.
See how good we are at it. then kind of discuss the tongue twister, because most of the time they're kind of, well, the sentences are questionable at best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if, B, if you have a tongue twister that you're kind of thinking of right now.
Oh, you know I want to hear Griff.
Yeah, can I? Do you want me to go first?
Oh, please, yeah,
go
do.
For it.
All right, so I just tried looking my one up, right? Because I was like, oh, have I got the words right? I don't want to get it wrong. There's like 17 different versions of the one I want to bring up. So my I don't know why. Growing up, the biggest tongue twister in my life, you know, really had a deep, profound effect on me, was that she sells seashells on the seashore. The seashells that she sells are seashells, I'm sure.
Oh, I never heard the second part of that.
Yeah, well, I looked up. Apparently, there's a lot of different lines to that. So obviously, say quickly, she sells seashells on the seashore, but the seashells she sells aren't seashells, I'm sure. I probably can't go any quicker than that. But don't you get that thing when you're doing a tongue twister? You just get it. For some reason, there's nothing more that gets the adrenaline going than trying to correctly say a tongue twister.
Oh, and I bet it's got to be like 10 times worse because you're on a stage right now. You know people are listening to you fuck up every other syllable.
Oh, without a doubt, someone's picking that apart right now. Actually, you got the 14th syllable in that incorrect, so false. Like, yeah.
I picture like an episode of CSI just picking apart the fucking voice wave file.
Enhance. So, yeah, so looking this up, so there's a longer version of that, which is the verses I just gave, or the lines I gave, followed by, so if she sells shells on the seashore, I'm sure she sells seashore shells, which I didn't know was a thing that existed. So, yeah, so the interesting thing about that tongue twister is apparently it's not really about seashells.
It's about cocaine, isn't it?
It is. Everything's about cocaine, though, in a weird way, isn't it?
I'd like to think so. Stay so away apparently from drugs. We're kidding. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to say that.
Yeah. Big warning. Sure. This is a Thread Raider's recommendation. Do not do drugs.
Yes. Stay in school.
So, stay in school. Yeah, I think the line is supposed to be the seashells that she sells aren't seashells, I'm sure, because it's basically about a lady who used to find and sell fossils on the beach.
Oh.
Apparently. Whether that's true, I don't know. But, yeah. So she ended up scouring the beaches in Dorset for fossils and things and then sold them to tourists.
Well, that's canon now.
I think when we say it on this show, it becomes scientific fact.
I think so.
Is that confirmed?
It is now.
Well, I just said it, actually. So it's self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So, yeah. So next time you have to say the tongue twister, she sells seashells on the seashore. Remember, they're not seashells, I'm sure.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Right. Sorry, moving on. Bear, what was yours?
I was taught two tongue twisters as a child by my father. One of them, called Mag the Hag, I will not repeat here because it's awful.
Intrigued.
I was 7 years old and I had no business learning that one. The second one I learned alongside it was Fuzzy Wuzzy, or Fuzzy Wuzzy was the bear, or I don't know exactly what it's called, but it goes as such. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy, which I'm going to tell you right now. I said that really fast. As difficult as that is on a regular day, when we record, I have an echo in my ear so that it will pick up my own microphone. Saying that with that echo going was unreal. That was horrible.
Multi-legendary.
Yeah, that was definitely like an upgraded difficulty level for sure.
Yeah, expert mode.
Yeah. Now, to break that down, Fuzzy Wuzzy clearly was a bear. We know this much.
But was he?
Well, he was. However,
okay, excellent.
He suffered from a terrible case of mange.
Oh,
poor Fuzzy. Yeah, he had no more hair. I mean, he was there in patches, but, you know, he was brought to a veterinarian, and they decided that the best way to treat this was to shave him. I really don't know how vets work, but I'm assuming that if you just shave all the hair, it works for mange. And then he had no hair, so he wasn't very fuzzy, was he?
Well, I think he should really consider a name change at this point.
And to what?
Oh, maybe he's fuzzy-wuzzy because the hair's coming back in. You know when the hair's coming back in and it's like really, like you can't do anything with it?
Well, yeah, but then he'd be called Peach Fuzzy-Wuzzy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a very specific type of fuzz.
I literally hate myself for saying that.
I love it.
You would. Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that the name should be like what Fuzzy wasn't?
Oh.
No, no.
Well, because he kind of like Griff said, you know, it's coming in. The fur is...
Hey, give it time. He's got to grow into it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get the new haircut. You always get it done a little bit shorter than you want just so that you can grow into it and enjoy it at its prime.
Well, I mean, what if he was wearing a fuzzy sweater?
We are not even doing
not
this
right now. This isn't the time.
This is not the time. I am not ready to go to war.
I'm just saying that maybe that would justify him being called Fuzzy Wuzzy.
We are not, true. No. He'd be called, like, Wooly Bully or something because he'd be a fucking wool sweater or something. Like,
Wooly Bully!
Yes.
But he's not a bully, he's a bear.
He could be a bully, you don't know. You don't know his life.
No, you're right. I'm sorry for judging Fuzzy. Or whatever his name is now.
You're like the ultimate authority on Wooly Bully, formerly known as Fuzzy Wuzzy. The artist
formerly
known.
Well, I did my thesis
known.
On that, actually, yeah.
Oh, God.
Just oh my shaking God. My head at the state of things right now.
I grabbed a bottle of something and I'm just taking a sip because I can't even handle any of this shit anymore.
No.
My tolerance is just gone.
What if we called him Bare Naked?
Isn't there a band? Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies, yes.
I'm really enjoying just that like 5 second period of utter silence that followed that. <though. laughs> Just, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That was Bear just guzzling the bourbon to just kind of help him with it.
I'm just trying to cope with all of this, you know. I feel very like White Valley Girl right now, mm-hmm. where like my eyes are just vibrating in my skull and I just can't even.
Can't even intensify.
Was that?
So that's a Valley Girl symptom?
I mean, I've always associated that way. It probably could be, could not be. But regardless, I still can't even.
So, Shrieky, what would you say your tongue twister would be?
Mine is one that my dad taught me back when I was a kid. And, I mean, I'm stubborn. If I can't get something, I will practice it until I get it, which is how I learned to curve my tongue. But mine is rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber, okay, I'm going to try and say this quickly. I'm not going to promise I can do it. We'll see how good I can do it. Rubber baby bug bumpers. Rubber baby bug. Nope. Rubber baby. I used to be good at this. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby bug. Nope. I'm done. I fail. I'm sorry.
I like this one, though. This is like red lorry, yellow lorry. That's sort of like. I'm not adding a fourth one in.
No, just back up. What the fuck is a lorry?
Yeah, what?
What, a lorry? You don't know what a lorry is?
I've known a couple of lorries in my life.
Okay, no, but lorry, like, not the name. L-O-R-R-Y. It's a truck. We call them lorries.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Listen, I'm just a stupid American. I don't know shit, man.
That's not true at all. I just, for some reason, I just assumed lorry was just a generic word. But
no, I've never heard of it.
I can't now not hear the name. Now I've said that. That's really weird. You've just ruined that for me. What's it? Why is she red and why is she yellow all of a sudden? What's going on?
Well, she was blushing and then she came down with fucking malaria. So,
oh,
it's a very sad story.
It's very sad, actually.
Like, what is it going to be? The bear has mange. Like,
yeah,
I've got real issues where I just see horrible things in everybody's future. What can I say?
Sorry, repeat your tongue twister again. Yes.
Okay, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Why are the babies bumpers made of rubber? That's my first question.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Okay.
I mean, maybe they're like bumper cars in the shape of babies?
Oh, that's... Well,
I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
I thought you were going to go along with, like, the buggies were like bumper cars, but you just went, the bumpers were like babies. And I was like, it took me a moment to comprehend that.
I'm still working on it.
I can't make excuses for my imagination. I'm sorry. That's just the first thing I pictured.
So where do you think rubber baby buggy bumpers came from then?
This is like a thing about condoms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're getting somewhere.
They're rubber and they kind of, you know, like bump the babies out of the picture.
Okay, we're missing the word buggy here, though, and that's where I have issues.
Maybe because the condoms are telling the baby to bugger off.
Maybe it's a contraction, maybe
The buggy is the woman's womb.
I mean, because if you take buggy and, like, you know, like a stroller or whatever, or like a, stroller is a buggy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you'd call a stroller not a crib. Except that cribs are also associated with rappers' large homes now.
Oh, that's true. My crib.
Yeah. Where the magic happens.
But, right. Oh, God. I don't know. I can't think of anything for that is not horrifying to me. Be it, like, baby-shaped bumper cars just ramming their baby faces into each other.
Yeah. Or
condoms.
Can this be a ride? I just feel like that maybe somewhere, possibly in Japan, this should be a thing.
Why in Japan?
Because you always see weird rides in Japan.
Now I'm just picturing, like, the Matterhorn, like, at Disney. But instead of, like, a log flume, you're just sitting in a sperm. And you're just, floating down white water into, I'm not even going to finish that thought.
White water river rafting just took on a whole new concept for me. So,
why is the water so thick?
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Wow.
I was going with that.
Just to remind you, you are listening to the Thread Raiders podcast, where we talk highbrow. And...
Only the finest in entertainment for you, our listeners.
You're welcome.
I would apologize, but I have no shame.
It's true. He has none. We tested this. We ran several tests and can confirm.
You know, I thought that the anal thermometer was a little bit much, but eventually I grew to like it. So
that wasn't part of the test, Bear.
That wasn't a thermometer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I think we just killed Bear.
Oh, I'm dead.
He was dead all along.
Oh, man. Well, with that,
yeah.
You know, that just kind of gets me thinking about how thankful I am for you guys.
Oh, nice. Smooth.
Yeah, right? So that'll actually bring us to our next topic. What are we thankful for? As you might know, this episode comes out the day before Thanksgiving in the United States. I am from the United States, therefore it is something that I do recognize and have to take part in. I use those words specifically for a reason. Anyway, thing about it, though, is it is a good time to really kind of reflect on your life and reflect on the things that you're thankful for in your life. And so I thought that'd be a good topic. You know, what are a few things that you're thankful for in your life, you know, some things that over the past year have meant a lot to you or have, you know, helped you. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with that. Shriki, is that something you want to tackle maybe?
Yeah. The very first thing that pops into my head is pretty much not only on Twitter, but my friends in general, between the Thread Raiders that I've come to meet and know so well this year, on top of my friends Sam and JJ in real life, I know for a fact that I would not be where I am today without them. Everyone on Twitter, including them, have supported me and encouraged me, and I just know for a fact, like I said, that I don't think I'd be doing this podcast. I don't think I'd be doing the wood burnings, and that's including meeting both of you two as well. Meeting you two and doing this podcast, I'm extremely thankful for. And honestly, this has been the best part of my year so far.
hear, hear to that.
Yeah, definitely
agree on that. Well, I'm glad to hear that that's the case, you know, that you are able to do all these things because of that sort of support.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And I know it does kind of go back to the first topic, the social media thing, but I'm glad that you were able to find those things that can help build you up and, you know, help you kind of realize more of your potential than maybe you even thought you had. It's kind of nice.
Very nice. Like, we've discussed before, you know, about depression, anxiety, and stuff like that, and meeting you all has helped me through that immensely. So thank you to you guys. Thank you to our listeners. Just thank you in general to everyone. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you right back.
Yeah, definitely.
And a big thanks to yourself as well. I think, like, on that point, just very quickly, that topic, and I think that's something we will probably revisit on the show, actually, because all three of us have a very interesting relationship with mental health in general. So, and I think it's very nice to have a platform where we can sort of actually give other people the realization that, it, you know what I mean? Like, that we're all in it together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to revisit that, probably as, like, its own episode, to be honest, because there's a lot to unpack in something like that. So we'll definitely look at that again in the future. In the meantime, though, Griff, what might you be thankful for?
I mean, it's obviously going to be a little bit repetitive here because, without doubt, this show and you two, this is not something I would have seen myself doing a year ago. I don't look forward to anything else more in my, you know, my weeks than us three sitting down, just shooting the shit, chatting through stuff, and knowing that a few people get some enjoyment out of listening to it. I mean, what a great feeling, right? Like, very, very exciting thing to be doing. And yeah, again, just generally community, I think, being part of something with everyone. It's become a big part of my life, and there's a lot of people that I'm so thankful that I know now. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you on that. And yeah, I mean, I think the three of us are probably going to have a lot of similar things to be thankful for, you know, especially with starting this out this year and whatnot. You know, it's been such a weird ride. But
yeah, definitely. I mean, the fact that the first time the three of us spoke was we were recording our pilot, right? Like, we didn't really talk a lot voice to voice until that moment. Mm-hmm. And for three people who've never physically, you know, been in the same place or spoken to each other to come together and seemingly click in the way we have, you know, like, I'm hugely thankful for that sort of luck, I suppose.
I mean, let's face it, the three of us are just really, really, really just that fucking cool. That's all it is.
you know? Said it, man. I didn't want to be the one to go there, but yeah.
Literally no shame over here, so.
It's true.
I think this is where, like, putting a huge, like, shout out to the rest of the Thread Raiders, like CA, like, personally a big thank you to CA and the Thread Raider group, because she was the one that initially spoke to me when I was tweeting a few things using the hashtag D&D thing on there. Like, I didn't really know anyone before that.
To be clear, just when you say CA, you are talking about Chaotic Anarchy.
Yes, yeah, without a doubt, yeah. Like, she has this innate ability, I think, to find people who click.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And bring in the right people at the right times, that sort of thing. Like, this whole thing happened, you know, for me because of her. So, yeah, massive, massive thank you. And everyone who has joined that community and anyone who I speak to outside of, you know, hashtag Thread Raiders, just to give them a shout out. just amazing, wonderful people. You know, I think even people who disagree in this community. Yeah, actually. Okay, if I'm thankful for one thing, it's just the ability for people to respect their differences in our community.
Yes.
If people don't share the same opinion on a rule or anything, the amount of, like, respectful discussion I see, rather than aimless, like, slinging matches and things, is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. That is something that's pretty, it seems, unique to the Twitter community, per se, because I know the Facebook community is way more toxic with that kind of stuff, but there are a lot of people who, they don't agree on stuff, but they will basically hash it out, discuss it, and they might stick to their guns, and, you know, nobody's minds have changed, but at the end of it all, it's like, hey, you know what, you run your game your way, I run it my way, and as long as we're both having fun, that's all that matters, and that's really cool to see. I think we're going to have to call this the Twitter love episode.
Yeah. I have so much love for Twitter, though. Like, sometimes you guys have to stop me because I do just ramble about my Twitter love.
And I thought it was like the dumbest thing at first, but I gotta say I'm right there with you now, Griff.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll talk about what I'm thankful for real quick. And I mean, first off, obviously you two. You know, I've had this dream for years to want to do a show, want to do a podcast, and I wanted it to be in this style, which I know is a very risky style to do it in, you know, a topic of conversation podcast. If the hosts don't have the right chemistry or if the topics aren't interesting, no one's going to listen. And so I said, I want to do this show. Who's interested? And you guys jumped on board. And like Griff said, we didn't really talk. We certainly never talked vocally up to that point, you know, just a couple of direct messages. And next thing you know, we're recording something that we all thought was going to be just hot trash. since literally none of us have ever done a podcast, I had never known how to record one or edit one. We didn't really understand quite the format we were going for at the time. I literally wrote the intro script that day while we were talking. Yeah. Like, it never should have worked. And
I just need to point out, by the way, that hot trash was like my benchmark as well. So, like, just that's a good thing for me. So, like, you know,
But you know, we expected, you know, okay, well, we'll get here, we'll have a conversation, we'll see how it goes, and then we actually just got to talking. We did the topics, and after I got it edited, we had a lot of technical issues, but once we got it all edited together. And we all listened to it. It was like, holy fuck, there might be something here. And, you know, we sent it to a couple people, just a very small amount of people, and the reaction was good. So, you know, we meet up again. We do it again. We learned a lot from the first time, and the second episode was even better. And by the third one, we were ready to go live, and that's the first public one that, you know, any of you listeners heard. And I'm just so thankful that not only did you guys want to do this with me, but you guys stuck with it. You know, we have our recording schedule and you guys are always on time. We're always all on time. You know, it's unreal that this stupid, just almost like pithy remark, like, hey, this is kind of a thing I've always wanted to do, has led to something so cool. And so I'm definitely thankful for that. Obviously, thankful to the Thread Raiders, as a group, as a whole, who without their support, I don't think the show would have happened either. You know, they helped build us up. You know, they were telling us, yeah, this is a great idea. You know, this is going to be so cool. We're so excited. And, you know, they listened to that first episode for us to give us any feedback. And they're just such a positive place to be. You know, the Thread Raiders are really dream builders, in my opinion. You know, it doesn't matter how crazy or wild your dream is, your idea is, you know, they're all about finding ways to help you make that happen. And for that, I could never say thank you enough. Then expand that to the Twitter community as a whole, you know, who I started talking to on Twitter. And if I didn't do that, I never would have met any of you, you know, certainly not the Thread Raiders, not you guys. So without being brought into that community and being welcomed with such open arms, you know, none of this would have happened. And then, of course, you know, family and friends, you know, I got my D&D groups that I play with and that I DM for. And, you know, like Cy, Riley, Chris, Michaela, Danny, Quinn, Derek, those people are some of the closest people to me in my life and some of the best friends that I have. You know, so there's just a lot to be thankful for, but mostly it's, you know, it's the close friends around me, obviously my family, thankful for them for not shitting all over me when I told them I wanted to move to Los Angeles. That was nice. But yeah, that's what I... Oh, and of course, I am thankful for Jim Beam. I forgot to mention.
Oh, of course.
Maybe the most important thing I'm thankful for.
I'm very thankful for whoever decided to create alcohol. That, you know, the very first person to do that.
I'd like to imagine it was a caveman with like an old banana.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And banana booze.
Yeah.
Ew.
Strangely okay with that.
No, I'll pass on that.
I grew up drinking 99 bananas. It's not great.
Ugh. No.
All I think is that banana flavored liquid medicine they had when we were kids.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it was so nasty.
It sounds nasty.
Yeah, things that are good for you generally are.
Yeah, that's true.
True words I've never spoken. Quinoa, anyone?
Absolutely. Oh, no, you take that back.
Never.
I will gladly fall on the line for quinoa.
Oh my god, we are fighting about this later. But for now, thank you so much for joining us today on the Thread Raiders podcast. As always, we are very thankful that any of you have given us the time of day to listen to this shit show that we put together every week. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Captain Sugar Bear. That's at CPT Sugar Bear. Don't really have any cool projects or anything I'm working on, but Shrieky, where can we find you and what are you doing?
You can find me on Twitter at Shrieky, which is S-H-R-I-E-K-E-E. And you can also find me on DeviantArt under the same name. You can also find the link on my Twitter page.
Right on. Grifolian, where can we find you? What are you doing?
So you can find me on Twitter at Grifolian. That's G-R-Y-F-F-O-L-E-O-N. And got a few things going on at the moment, actually. The biggest one is probably the Sunday following this episode release. I will be live on Twitch on Sunday. Time still kind of been worked out, so keep an eye on my Twitter, where I'll be running a game of 5th edition Sunless Citadel from the Yawning Portal with some good friends over on Twitter. So this will be our first game together, starting brand new level 1 from scratch. And yeah, hopefully to share that, guys, with you. It will actually be, the format for it is actually a weekly podcast, which we will stream fortnightly, our recording of. So you get to see like the very first thing coming together, hopefully.
Nice. Nice. I like that.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm very scared.
You're gonna kill it, man. You're going to kill it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You can also find the podcast at Thread Raider Pod over on Twitter. And if you have any topics or anything you'd like to discuss, feel free to email us at raid@threadraiderspodcast.com. Or you can submit a form over on www.threadraiderspodcast.com under Contact Us. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page and join the Facebook community. Where it's a very small community. There's like 3 people there. But, you know, if you guys join, then it'll be 4 and then it'll be 5 and it'll snowball. I just know it. Aside from that, I definitely want to know what you're thankful for as well. You know, so feel free to hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, or hit up the official Thread Raiders podcast Twitter account and let us all know. And you know, we'll definitely be getting back to you. We'd love to talk to you guys.
Yeah, if you guys have any tongue twisters out there that you might know that we haven't mentioned today, or just have a theory about the ones that we've talked about today, I'd love to hear about it.
And finally, if you want to let me know how social media impacted your life and your development, hit me up on Twitter.
Right on. Last but not least, we have a new segment to the show where we highlight members in the community who are working on awesome projects. Give them a little love. What do you have for us today, Griff?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bear. So this is a very new, exciting addition to our weekly discussion. I'm very happy to announce our inaugural recommendation goes to David Steele, who you can find on Twitter at Empire Steele. That's E-M-P-I-R-E-S-T-E-E-L-E. His new post-apocalyptic audio drama, Ark City, has launched with 5 episodes, which you can find over on his website, arkcity.us, and on iTunes. We thoroughly recommend David and his new project. He is absolutely worthy of your support.
Absolutely. I actually listened to those myself, and they are awesome. So if you're looking for something super quality with great production value, you cannot afford to not listen to that. It's awesome. It's great. So with that, looks like we have a wrap up here, and that means we are out. Every time.
Is that our exit jingle now? Or is that where I go?
I was waiting for it.
I'm cutting this. This is done.
Yeah.
Bye.